Thank you so much for joining us. And for those who want to play along at home, your website, Fred, is worldlyfellow.com. You can get more information. And of course, you see him all the time on The Jam, which is the new program over on WCIU-TV. And David Plummer, we love him over there. So we want to give him as much support as possible. Fred, big... As our friend Lord just sang, we'll never be royal, but man, Meghan Markle's going to be.
Meghan Markle is about to have the ride of her lifetime. And I'm not sure that she even knows how big that ride is going to be. So the story, as the world knows, is that Prince Harry has finally found the love of his life. If you look into the sky, into the stars, and you put some of the pieces together, it looks like this is a perfect fit for both of them, because they're both humanitarians. They both find their quiet time away from the paparazzi in Africa. They act like normal people as much as royals can act like normal people. But don't forget the fact that while we reporters are sitting in Chicago or we're sitting in the UK and we're listening to the rumors, they're dating, they're going to be engaged, we don't really know what's happening, because that's not how the press works here in the UK. And so a month ago when this engagement happened, it happened for the press a month ago, but it really happened for them a month earlier than that. And it's kind of funny to just think that they're regular people and that they were sitting in their cottage in Kensington Palace, and they're making a roasted chicken dinner. Yes. And all of a sudden, Prince Harry pops the question, and that's how it started. But once he popped the question, and as everyone saw in the international press, she, of course, said yes almost before he could get the question out. It didn't come out till a month later that they were engaged. And now you'll see the process continue, because we've seen the royal engagement. We've seen the official picture. We've seen the interview that they both have had. We've seen the first royal walkabout. But you'll keep seeing pieces of the puzzle come together. So now we all know that Meghan is really in, because you don't get invited to share a Christmas dinner or Christmas Day with the Queen at Sangam until you're married. Kate never did that. Well, times have changed, and now Meghan is going to be invited with Prince Harry to share the royal festivities, which is a pretty big event. Obviously, the Queen signed off on this. She knew about this. She met Meghan for tea. So all the ducks are in a line in a right way for this wedding to happen, which we now know will happen on May 19th.
May 19th. I knew Meghan was going to be in, and so the Christmas news doesn't surprise me when Harry announced that the corgis slept at her feet during the tea with the Queen.
That apparently is a really good sign.
Yes.
That's a good sign, because if the corgis like you and they're not nipping at you,
right,
you're probably in good stead.
Because if my dog likes you, I trust you. And I think the Queen is probably of the same mindset.
I think you're probably right.
Now, you mentioned that they were engaged for probably a month, and this was similar to what happened with Kate and William as well. They were in Africa where he proposed, and then they came back 4 to 6 weeks later before it was announced. It was their own time to be an engaged couple privately before the rigmarole. And so then they did the same thing with Harry and Meghan. What was interesting to me is that was it probably a day or two prior to the official engagement announcement, the palace announced that they weren't going to be commenting on his engagement status and whether or not that was around the bend?
Yeah, but that's what the palace always does. Mm-hmm. There will be no official comment. So there's no official comment on anything until the palace is ready to make an official comment. So that's not, it's not a big surprise that would happen. And, when they send out a presser telling reporters, be at Kensington Palace, everyone pretty much knew either by the nature of that presser or by what's leaked in the press that something big was going to happen. But what I think is kind of interesting, and what you learn, what I've learned in kind of watching this all play out over the last 15 years that I've been really watching it carefully, is the royal family has clearly learned from tragedy in the past that they need to do things different in the 21st century. So where Princess Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, was given kind of a trial period and a training period, so will Meghan. She is learning the ropes, although she's so sophisticated and as smart as Kate is, that they go into this in a different way than maybe a young, naive Princess Diana did. Well, Princess Diana was kind of just thrown to the press and thrown to the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, many would say it was the cause of her demise.
Absolutely. But she William was 19.
William and Harry are not going to let this happen. First of all, they can't take the chance with the monarchy that they're going to make a wrong decision mm-hmm. if they can help it. They have to give their partner a fighting chance. They have to do a test in advance. These tests sometimes take a year and a half, sometimes take a couple of years. But they have to make darn sure that before they decide that they're going to marry the person that they're going to marry, that they can fit into the royal form, which, as glamorous as the world thinks it is, how would you and I pretty much, we get up and we say, okay, this is what we got to do today. This is maybe what we have to do next week. The royals will tell you that they know at least 365 days ahead of time what they're going to be doing every day of their lives.
Wow.
That leads to a lot, in my opinion, that leads to a lot of pressure.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Diana, too, and what ultimately became possibly at least part of her undoing. She was 19 years old when they got married. That's incredibly young, and especially to be that rigid and be so much more rigid than they are now. I can't possibly imagine to be 19 years old.
I can't really imagine that, because to see the intensity of the press here when something happens from a royal standpoint is it's disruptive. And not in a good way from a press standpoint. And everyone, even if you're in public life, is entitled to some degree of privacy. I think both Prince William and Prince Harry have carved out certain areas where you don't cross the line. Like, you don't cross the line with George and Charlotte. Because if you do, you'll be in court faster than you knew what made your head spin. And I think, even though it was announced yesterday that the Princess of Cuteness, Princess Charlotte, is supposed to start nursery school in January. They're going to leave her alone. They're going to take that first picture of her marching up to the nursery school with her bag lunch and with whatever outfit she's going to, uniform she's going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully they're going to treat her like any other kid. And that is really a compliment to Kate and to William and how they're raising their kids, because what they know and what Prince Charles knows and what the Queen even knows is give these kids, these younger members of the royal family, before they have to take the throne, as will be the case of Prince William, give them an opportunity as best you can to have somewhat of a normal life. And that's what they're trying to do.
Fred, we're going to come back and talk to you in just a moment. I want to talk about the process that Meghan Markle is going to go through to become a British citizen, which is not something we have seen happen, at least in the monarchy, ever. That's going to be when we continue on WGN. Hannah Stanley filling in for Nick DiGilio.
For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days.
Oh, Fred. Fred Weintraub, the royal correspondent for the Jam Morning TV show on WCIU. Thank you so much for joining us from London. We had to go a little Hamilton there for you.
Of course.
Of course.
Hamilton, the show that's about to open
on the West End.
Right now, I think it opens in two days. Tomorrow.
Yes.
And someone asked me the other day, I saw it in previews, and they said, so what did you think of it? And I said, first, I thought it was fantastic. But it's interesting watching it with a British audience. Yes. Because, and I can only, you know, I haven't seen it in Chicago, so I can't really compare. But they are, I can only tell you that they're very sympathetic to the king. And sure. So it's a whole different kind of vibe as you watch it in the UK, but kind of fun.
The only thing I could liken that to is learning. I went to college at Texas A&M University, and learning Civil War history in the South is very different than learning Civil War history in the North. I can.
It's like they teach you from a different book.
Yes. One, the battles are named different things, even though they're the same battle. But yeah, I've been very interested. I know that the Brits had a big issue with how expensive the tickets were for Hamilton. But yeah, I've been watching their Instagram page for the West End production. It's I'm very excited for.
Well, let me tell you this: for the guy in Chicago who said, "I'm not spending $700 for a ticket."
Mm-hmm.
We went online to Ticketmaster, and they had tickets for face value. So all of this, you know, I think it's kept like anywhere in the world. If you're at the right place at the right time, and you happen to have a little luck on your side,
yes,
you can get some face value tickets and be watching a great show.
It is worthwhile.
Or you could spend 10,000 pounds and probably sit in the first row under, you know, right next to the king. Whatever you choose.
There you go. Well, we are very interested here in the States. It, based on your knowledge of our reaction here in America to an American girl, Northwestern graduate, by the way, here in Chicago. But there really is kind of the Markle Sparkle fever. Everybody's really into the story. Is it as big of a deal? Because Harry is 6th in line for the throne once the baby is born. Kate, of course, is pregnant. Is this a thing that the UK cares about?
I would say that, it's a thing. It's not as big a thing yet because it's all part of a process. Mm-hmm. So it's probably bigger in the universal world, in America, around the world, in part because Prince Harry is so popular. Mm. You know, as you said, he's going to become 6th in line to the throne. But when you look at the polls, besides the Queen, he's the most popular royal that there is. Hmm. So the urge of craziness will happen, but it's a little too early for that to happen right now. So you see it on the newsstands. You don't really see a lot about it in the news right now, except when there's a specific announcement. Like this week,
the date.
The two big news stories were. One, that Harry got promoted to Captain General of the Royal Marines, which his grandfather, Prince Philip, had served for 64 years. So he's getting all these rankings. You will see that Meghan and Harry will probably get a Duke and Duchess ranking as it gets closer to the wedding, which will be a gift from the Queen. But then as it gets closer and closer, the craziness will really start. And the wedding will be, if you compare it to William and Kate's wedding, it will be a much more private affair. It will not be an official function. You know, there's no word yet on whether it'll be televised on TV. It will be at Windsor Castle in St. George's Chapel, which is dear to the Queen because that's like her summer home, 2025, an hour away from Buckingham Palace. She spends every weekend there. So it will really be more of a family affair. And one interesting story is, when William and Kate got married, they went to the Queen, and you know that was a huge wedding at Westminster. And they said to the Queen, here's our problem. We see this whole guest list. We don't know anybody on this guest list. And which is kind of funny. And the Queen turned to them and they said, William, this is what my recommendation is. So it's alleged that what she said to him was, rip up the guest list, the official guest list, start with your friends, put down your friends that you want to have at the wedding, and then we'll go from there and figure it out. And so it's kind of cool to have a grandmother who's not only the queen, who is telling you, look, it's about family, it's about your friends, and then we'll fit in all this royal stuff. But I think you'll see a totally different atmosphere, but you'll see an excitement on May 19th. And the other interesting news story this week was, so Prince William is a patron of the FA Cup, which is the big soccer match or football match, as we say here, in at Wembley Stadium. And it happens to be on May 19th. So now he's got to decide, am I going to attend my brother's wedding, probably as the best man, or do I have to go do an official function and be at this soccer match? And so it came out later in the day that, of course, they figured that out. It'll be a morning wedding, and it'll be an afternoon, probably breakfast or lunch. And then William will have he'll have plenty of time to be driven the 20 miles to Wembley Stadium and open up what he needs to open up from a ceremonial standpoint. But he knows family has to come first. And even with royals, there appears to always be a way to work it out if you want it.
I feel like they could make a call. You know, around here, we always go, I got a guy. I'll make that work. That's not a problem. When you're the royal family, you can flex some schedules. I'm very intrigued with the process of her becoming a British citizen. We've never seen an American royal marry into the royal family. Of course, Windsor abdicated the throne to Mary Wallace. And that's, you know, one of those love stories of the ages because he did give up his birthright to do this. What is that? What does that process entail for her? Does she renounce her American citizenship? What's the process?
Well, what I think happens right now is, first of all, I think she can have dual citizenship, but she will become a UK citizen. It's not the kind of thing that happens overnight. And there's a list of credentials that you have to pass. One of them is an amount of money that you'll be able to earn if you live in the UK. Okay. Another one is who's your supporter in the UK, which of course
I feel like she's got a guy.
Prince.
Yeah.
I think she's got a guy, and I can't imagine. I think I read somewhere that it's £18,000. I can't imagine that she can't, you know.
They can figure that out.
She'll just take her petty cash from her last episode of Suit and she'll figure out how to bring it all together. But it is a process. Now, the bigger question that I don't really know the answer to is, when you're about to be a member of the royal family, is there a fast-track way of getting this done?
Right.
And you've got to think that there probably is, that she will go through, you know, what every other citizen goes through. And it's a process. I don't think it's a year's process, but it's not a 20-minute process. It's not like going to City Hall in downtown Chicago and getting your license renewed, where if you can stand in line for 20 minutes to 2 hours, you get that done. There clearly is a process, and there are probably questions that you have to answer, but she will get it all done, and I can't imagine that is going to stand. I can't imagine that that's going to stand in her way. The other issue is, I think she also has to be baptized in the Church of England, which will also happen before she gets married. So she's got a few things on her list that she's got to get done, but you would think with a little help from an influential grandmother
yes.
that she'll be able to make it all happen.
I think you are right. Fred, I can't wait to talk to you about this more as the wedding approaches. Thank you so much for your time. Our guest, Fred Weintraub, royal correspondent for the GM Mornings on WCIU, and you can visit his website at worldlyfellow.com. Fred, thanks again.
Nice to be with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.